Tuesday night or Lichot Aleph. We're Chavis Halvodas Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're starting the ninth Cheshbon, page Resh Mem Ches.
Hey.
Resh Mem Hey. Okay, thank you. Okay, different things a person has to think about and conduct himself accordingly, presumably, not just think, but actually carry it out. I'm sure everybody remembers the first eight. If we go over it, we're going to end up only learning that tonight. So we'll go right away on to the ninth, the third line on page Resh Mem Hey. Bofanachi, the third contemplation. So in general, this is a long one. In general, it's saying that a person, when he's Ovid Hashem, has to do his best. Meaning, not his best. You have to go all out. You can't just get by. You shouldn't. You have to think about what statement you're making if you just do enough to get by, meaning to be Yotze. You know, you'll do the minimum because you're Yotze the mitzvah. Maybe you're a little learned. Maybe you learned a little Shulchan Aruch or whatever, and you know that you're Yotze if you just do this. Well, this is a good enough esrog, or this is a good enough. You learn an hour a day. That's very nice, an hour a day. That's wonderful. But maybe you could do more. And you have to do your best. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, when it comes to serving Hashem, that's really the point. You have to do it in the best possible way. And you have to think about that. What's there to think about? He's not giving you a list of rules here. The Cheshbon HaNefesh here, that he's giving you a list of 30 things, is not 30 dinim. Nothing till now has been a din. It's been a contemplation. He's not telling you what to do. He's telling you what you should think about. And hopefully your actions will follow accordingly. Cheshbono im nafsho, to make a cheshbon with your nefesh. That's what cheshbon hanefesh means to the Chavis Halvavos. Not what it has come to mean, a different meanings. You know, to make a cheshbon about averus, mitzvahs, etc. But to make a cheshbon with your nefesh, besugei ma'aseh hamishmas, the different kinds of obedience of Hashem. V'hishtadluso bohem, and his efforts in them, l'chol shinu yehem, and all of their different kinds of fulfillments, and he's going to elaborate. This is a very long piece here. Kifi hishtadluso b'maisa malko, which will be a reflection of how much he's involved in serving his melech, in serving Hashem. Okay, wait, that reminds me, I have to do a mitzvah now. Kefi hishtadluso b'maisa malko. Impitul olav lasos davar. So here goes the Chavis Halvavos again. This is his style. He says, I want you to imagine if you were working for a king, how you would react if the king asked you to do something. Now we're not talking about a king, at least nowadays when we think of a king, we don't know, we think of the king of Saudi Arabia, or the queen of England, you know. But they're talking about then when it was considered, maybe now that's how people would react in different situations to any, you know, head of a nation. But the point is, you consider it a privilege to serve, right? The king asks you to do something, so you can't do it fast enough. It's not just a question of if the king's going to behead you or not, if he's going to punish you or not. But it's an honor to serve the king, and you want to show the king that you're a loyal subject. That was the mindset of a subject and a king, that you want to show the king that you're a loyal subject. You want to find favor in the eyes of the king. All these things that we say about Hashem, that's like the last remnant of Malchus left in the world. The world really, it's a problem. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's part of the... Again, our mindset is that democracy is a wonderful thing, and the fact that there's no more monarchy is a wonderful thing, and all men are created equal, and why should I have a melech? But you see, that's not the Torah system. The Torah system is with a melech. That there's a melech and real malchus, reflective of Hashem's malchus, and all these things that are so hard for us. You see, the Chavis Halvavos is right. When you don't have a human model, so it's much harder. If someone says that you should want to serve Hashem and you should love Hashem and you should run to serve Hashem, we don't have a human model. Our human model probably is parents. That's the closest thing we have to Hashem. That we have Mora and we want to do Kibud, but that's not really Hashem as Melech. That's really a different mindset, a different take. That's Hashem as the giver of life. And we have a Koras HaTov to Hashem, that which is also in the Chavis HaLvavitz, but that's like a different Maslul, so to speak, that Hashem we're Makir Tov to because He gives us everything. So a microcosm of that is our parents. So we do have a little human role model to know how you're supposed to feel towards Hashem. We don't have it nowadays with the children either, because in the last 30, 40, 50 years, that also became bato. But if you go back, let's say, till the 1960s, in the early part of the 1900s, or certainly in the late part of the 1800s, so a good model to see how you're supposed to feel about Hashem is how children acted towards their parents. They were a combination of awe, right? Children did not speak unless spoken to, but they loved their parents and they felt secure. They knew their parents are taking care of them and they trusted their parents and they loved their parents and they mechabed them and they were ish imo v'aviv tira'u, and there was this combination and like not ambivalent feelings, a combination of different types of feelings, and it was based on, as the chinuch says and others say, it was based on Hakaras HaTov. It was based on that your parents gave you life, brought you into this world, and sustained life. So that's like a microcosm of Hashem. We don't have that. That's also bottle. In other words, my kids growing up, even my kids, and I'm like a tough father, but no way the way my father treated me, no dimyon. I told you, I come home, my kids ask me, where were you? I would never ask my father where he was. It would be considered, not because he would patch me. He wouldn't patch me, chas v'shalom, not over that. But it just, it wouldn't even occur to me to have the chutzpah to ask him where he was. How come you're late? Like my father would come home, let's say, every day 6 o'clock, and one day he'd come home 7 o'clock. I wouldn't ask him where he was. Like, you're a child. I ask you where you are if you're late. Right? So that's even the difference between my generation when I was a child and my children. Think nothing, and I don't even think it's a chutzpah. I can't even, they know because we make a joke about it, but they don't, they think I'm like crazy. Like when you read a story like Little House on the Prairie, if you ever read these books by Laura Ingram, Laura. But like Little House on the Prairie, and the children literally did not speak unless spoken to. And if their parents bought them like a little candy for a penny, like a little piece of licorice, they would be like ecstatic for a month. They would like, wow, like, oh, look what I got. Like, and there was this, they were scared of their parents, but they're not scared in a bad way. They're scared the way you're supposed to be. Ishimova viv tiro'u. It says tiro'u. So not scared. Anyway, I was saying we still have the Chavos Halvavos. Keseder gives examples of life in the world we experience to be a reflection of how we're supposed to feel towards Hashem. And I said last time, I think it's not a coincidence. He's not bringing a raya. Hashem created the world in a way that different emotions we're supposed to know, like love. You know, if you read the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, or Shir HaShirim, you see romantic love between like a man and a woman, right? So that also got lost. Like we're really very menutak from Hashem as history goes on for the last few hundred years. Things are happening that make That's the Hester Ponim. It says, V'anochi Hester Aster Ponai Beyomahu. As we get nearer to Mashiach, the Hester grows more and more. So I'm convinced that there's Hester even in the human role models of how we're supposed to feel towards Hashem. You see in Shir Hashirim, if you just Shir Hashirim, or the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, the Perek Yud, you see that romantic love between a man and a woman is totally kosher v'yosher, and in fact it's a microcosm, or an upspiegeling zach, a reflection of how we're supposed to love Hashem. That became bottle, because the true love became bottle. Now it just became an inyan of fulfilling desires, taking instead of giving. It's like the exact opposite. Malchus became bottle. The Queen of England is a joke. It's a joke, right? There's no Malchus there. There's no Malchus to know how we're supposed to feel towards a Melech. And that's what the Chaim Kalbov is really now, is giving an example of a Melech, because he lived in a generation, in a period of history where there was Malchus. And if the Melech asked you to do, so we don't even know what he's talking about. Like, he's giving an example, he thinks he's being helpful. He's not being helpful to us living in the year 2012, or Tavshin Ayin Beis, wherever we are. It's not helpful to us, because we don't know what he's talking about. Because when we think of a Melech, we think, like, you better do it or the Melech's going to shoot you. That's what I think. That's my idea of a Melech. But he's talking about a Melech that if the Melech asks you to do something, you consider yourself very privileged, and you want to show that you're a loyal subject of the king.
And you run to
it. And you run to do it, and you do it in the best possible way, which is his point here. Because that's what you have to do with Hashem. But he's giving a model of how you would, what you would do if a Melech asks you to do something. So we're really, we're in bad shape, Rabosai. We don't have the role model, we don't have the microcosm of Hashem, Legabe Avinu. So you'll say, maybe we do. I'm telling you, we don't. And it started in the 60s. I see a difference in me and my kids, and I'm already tough. So we don't have Avinu, we don't have Malkeinu anymore. And we don't have a relationship of Ish V'Isha, which is the highest level of a relationship between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, as reflected in the Rama Milchus Shuvah Perek Yud and Shir Hashirim. So we don't have anything. So that's why, we're like Iver, we're like blind people stumbling in the dark.